Random House Audio presents I Heard You Paint Houses, Frank the Irishman Sheeran and Closing the Case on Jimmy Hoffa by Charles Brandt. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. Russ and Frank. In a summer cottage by a lake, in a room full of tearful and anxious members of Jimmy Hoffa's family, the FBI found a yellow pad. Hoffa kept the pad next to his phone. On the pad, Hoffa had written in pencil, Russ and Frank. Russ and Frank were close friends and staunch allies of Jimmy Hoffa. The giant, iron-muscled Frank was so close and loyal to Jimmy throughout Jimmy's ordeals with the law and with Bobby Kennedy that Frank was thought of as family. On that day by the lake, the family in the room feared deep in their souls that only a very close friend, someone trusted, could have gotten near enough to harm a cautious, vigilant Jimmy Hoffa, a man who was keenly aware of his deadly enemies. And on that day, Russ and Frank, mob enforcer Frank the Irishman Sheeran and his godfather, Russell McGee Buffalino, became leading suspects in the most notorious disappearance in American history. Every book and serious study on the Hoffa disappearance has alleged that Frank the Irishman Sheeran, a staunch Hoffa supporter within the Teamsters, had turned on his friend and mentor. These studies allege that Sheeran was a conspirator and perpetrator, present when Hoffa was killed, and that the killing was sanctioned and planned by Russell McGee Buffalino. Among these studies are meticulously researched books, including The Hoffa Wars by investigative reporter Dan Muldea, The Teamsters by Court TV's founder Stephen Brill.